What's up, guys? Thanks for coming back to Locked On Universe. Just wanted to let you guys know that Anchor now is allowing you to become part of the Locked On Universe experience by becoming part of the subscription. We're only charging $1.99 currently, and we want you to be part of the experience. We're going to offer unheard of whistleblower testimony, as well as government insider information, as well as folks who have undergone hypnotic regression and told us their story. So please tune into that. If you are interested for deeper cuts and deeper information, please consider being part of the subscription. It's only $1.99 and it's definitely worth it. So join in. Let's get to the show.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, interesting story comes out of multiple news sources. You thought you had something to worry about with COVID, which has a 99% basically survival rate, right? Well, guess what? Guess what they found? They found a vial of smallpox in a lab that it wasn't supposed to be in. So check this out. And it gets way worse. So if you thought you were immune and had any immunizations against smallpox, you're wrong. The vast majority of America does not. So, apparently, a researcher at a Merck, M-E-R-C-K, you know, one of the big pharmaceutical companies, a researcher at a Merck facility outside of Philadelphia found several vials. At first they said one, now they're saying several, labeled smallpox. The vials were found in a freezer on Monday, and an alert was sent out to the Department of Homeland Security. And news outlets noted that there were two Merck sites in Philadelphia and couldn't confirm which one it was found in. The Center for Disease Control indicated that in an email that no indication that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. But what's interesting is they weren't supposed to be there. There's only two sites in the world where they can actually maintain this virus because it's actually so deadly that they will only keep it in two locations. And one of them is in Atlanta, okay? The other one, I believe, yeah, it's in Russia. So there's only two labs worldwide, according to this article, which is from thehill.com. Two labs worldwide are authorized to store it. Russia, and the other one is the CDC site in Atlanta, okay? In 1980... the World Health Organization declared smallpox had been eradicated because of joint vaccination efforts across nations. However, prior to the vaccination, the highly contagious virus infected about 15 million people each year and killed nearly one-third of them. And they said the last outbreak was in the U.S. was 1947. So this virus is so deadly that one-third of the people that get it will die. That's pretty bad, right? I mean, that's something to worry about. Not the coronavirus. It kills like 1% of people, and the vast majority of them are 70 and older. So this is a big deal. This is a big deal. Now, that's one article from The Hill. Now, we have another article. Let me see if I can pull it up here. That is from Yahoo. Now, the FBI is involved, and they're going down there to find out why these questionable vials labeled smallpox were found in a freezer in Philadelphia. So what's interesting is they actually break it down. Five of the vials were labeled smallpox, and 10 of the vials were labeled vaccinia. Okay, so that's really interesting. Does that mean it was a vaccine for smallpox or something else? We don't know. The discovery of the vials prompted a lockdown of the facility, which has since been lifted, and the FBI and CDC have launched investigations. The CDC and its administrative partners and law enforcement are investigating the matter, and the vial's contents appear intact. They don't say how old they are, though. You know, say if they're like from the 80s, or if they say if they're recent, or what, or where they came from, or where they should be. That's a big problem. The laboratory worker who discovered the vials was wearing gloves and a face mask, and they stated they will provide further details when they are available. Smallpox is a disease caused by the variola virus, and it's considered so deadly that only two labs in the world are authorized to store samples of the virus, like we talked about, Russia and in Atlanta. Honestly, being an American, I don't want that thing even in America, but apparently it's here. Scientists have debated for years whether to destroy the remaining samples, citing the danger of a mishap that could unleash the disease. But those in favor of keeping the samples have argued that they're needed to develop new vaccines in response to a new outbreak. So I guess the question here is, like, if these vials exist and they're so deadly, how did they end up in Philadelphia? Was somebody working on them? Was there a reason that we're working on them because they're concerned about smallpox getting out? It's interesting because I'm not saying Bill Gates is involved in any of this, right? Or any, or even COVID at all. But Bill Gates did state that he wanted to work on smallpox vaccines and research, and that additional research needed to be done. So could it be that somebody has some interest in a potential smallpox outbreak? A lot of times when we start finding vials in other laboratories, it's because they know that something's about to happen or could happen, or they have signs that things may occur in the near future, so they want to work on them. And that may be why these ended up in another research facility. I can't think of any other rational reason why they would be in a facility. You tell me. But let's get into it a little bit more here. All right. Let's pull up this other article. Now, according to a Yahoo article, the CDC is supposed to show up tomorrow to pick up the vials and take custody of them and transfer them to another facility for testing. No personnel were reportedly exposed to the material. There is no indication, according to the Yahoo article, that anyone has been exposed to the small number of frozen vials. It seems interesting that they just happen to know that no one's been exposed. How could they possibly know that? This just happened on the 15th. Today is the 17th. How is it possible that they would even know? Doesn't it take a time for incubation? Wouldn't it take time for it to even show up in the blood work? Yet these guys, they just seem to know that it's not in their blood. So this is the problem that we run into, you know, especially with you know, the Wuhan thing. You know, a lot of people think that Wuhan has the facility to make coronavirus, and they're working on it, and they have the Wuhan, was it Institute of Virology, and that's where they were working on gain of function testing on coronavirus and other viruses. Well, isn't it possible that somebody walked out with that like a substance on them, and that's how it got out? I mean, that's what most people think anyway. However, to be honest, we know that the coronavirus existed in the U.S. before it was present in the Wuhan wet market. It was present in blood samples in the U.S. by donors in September and October. So we know that it existed here long before they reported that it was created in Wuhan. So this smallpox vial thing should really be a bit of a concern for most folks, honestly, because nobody's vaccinated against it. So let's take a look here. Let's see what smallpox really is. So if we Google smallpox, the first vaccine was developed against a contagious disease in 1796, they demonstrated that an infection with a relatively mild cowpox virus conferred immunity against the deadly smallpox virus. cowpox served as a natural vaccine until the modern smallpox vaccine emerged in the 20th century. Isn't that interesting? They used another virus to confer immunity against a deadly virus. Huh. So if they took coronavirus and spread it out, which is a relatively undeadly virus, and then spread out smallpox, would that mean that we have some immunity against it? Does coronavirus give us any immunity to smallpox? Probably not. But could coronavirus give us some sort of immunity against something else? That's possible. And maybe that might be what's going on here. So, moving forward in this article about smallpox, they supposedly eradicated it in 1977. And although routine smallpox vaccination is no longer performed on the general public, the vaccine is still being produced to guard against bioterrorism, biological warfare, and monkeypox. So, there you have it. Isn't it kind of interesting, though, that we still have a sample of it. And if that sample got out without any of us being vaccinated against it, one third of us would die. Yet they have this, these vials, at least five of them contain smallpox, in a facility in Philadelphia where they weren't supposed to be. You know what this sounds like? It sounds like 12 Monkeys. Have you ever seen that movie where they were trying to, Brad Pitt was basically trying to form the army of the 12 Monkeys to stop this virus from spreading, stop the end of the world, creating chaos. But there was one man who had a vial of some virus that was going to take out a good portion of the world. It seems like somebody put this smallpox vaccine there. Somebody put it there. And they found it. And it could have been that somebody was going to use it for nefarious purposes. And they just so happened to get caught being in a room they weren't supposed to be in. They could have put it in that frozen container and then took off. And then somebody else came in and found them. It doesn't just happen that there's a random five vials of smallpox in a laboratory it's not supposed to be in. That just doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. It's not supposed to happen. There's checks and balances against these kinds of things. And therefore, it wouldn't happen. So, what does that tell you? It tells you that it was there. Somebody put it there. Probably recently. And that it's probably not good. It's a good thing it was found. But, if that's the case, is somebody also in possession of more of it? And if that's the case, then we got a big problem, right? That's why we have the FBI involved, and that's why we have the CDC, who nobody trusts anymore, but we have the FBI involved, who some people might trust. a lot of us probably don't. But, you know, they're investigating it. And that is a national security issue. Why would they let that information out? Really? If it was that big of a deal, why would it be in the papers? Information is only given to us because they want it to be given to us. They could have kept that under wraps. The people that were involved, they could have had them sign non-disclosure agreements. I'm sure they probably already signed non-disclosure agreements when they start to work for the facility. So if they don't want to talk, they don't want them to talk about anything, then they could just block it out. They could say, hey, no, you're not going to talk about this. This is underneath the non-disclosure agreement, the NDA. And nobody's going to know about this. Not the public, not the media, not your friends, not your family, nobody. Or you'll be fired and sued. So why did this information come out? We have to think proactively here as a society against, you know, this misinformation, disinformation, or purposefully given information. Why is this information out? Is it because they're going to announce the fact that there was a smallpox leak, and then that's going to be spread out amongst folks as well? But if you've had the vaccine against coronavirus, it seems to provide enough protection against this truly deadly virus. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be interesting? Now that would be newsworthy. Now that would initiate enough fear for folks to feed off of, for aliens to feed off of, the alien species to feed off of the Lush energy, the Archons. Wouldn't that feed the media fear magnet? Wouldn't that feed sales of papers? People going online researching it? Staying home, stocking up on toilet paper again, only this time tenfold because they're extremely afraid of leaving, shutting down the economy, starting universal basic income, and beginning the future, which is the fact that by 2030, we will not have any jobs. By 2050, everybody will be at home. That 80% of the workforce will be out of a job by 2030. 90% will be out of a job by 2050. The perception, and or not the perception, I shouldn't say that. The Sylvia Brown predicted that the coronavirus would come. Then she would say, she said 10 years later it would come back again. And then it would be gone forever. Could it be that it's come, we've seen what's happened, they were able to shut us down, lock us down. The next time it comes around, it's going to be a true lockdown. And people will no longer have to work anymore. The universal basic income will be the lay of the land. And people will be at home to avoid dying. It's something to think about. It's definitely possible. It's definitely probable. Sylvia Brown is a psychic, a medium, who predicted this in her book. You can look it up. Whether you believe it or not, she did. And if she's right, in 10 years, that could be the end game right there. Boom, done, over with. Especially if a smallpox breakout came out. Think about that. People are so freaked out about a 99% survival virus would totally freak out over a 66% survival virus. I mean, I would be concerned. I think everybody else would be too. Food for thought. Anyway, guys, hopefully you guys are taking care of yourselves. I'm going to leave it at that. Take care of your physical health, spiritual health, emotional health. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care of yourselves first and foremost, and lock down universe out.